What's up, boys and girls? It is Johnny. How are you doing? Let me test my audio, make sure that, yeah, you can hear me. All right, so what's up, guys? Sunday morning, you know what we do on Sunday is all talking head, not all talking head videos, because I'm going to do some funny ones later on also, but this is a good one. I hope you enjoy this. I've compiled some information for you that I think that you guys might find interesting. As you know, I love history, and I go back and study everything from wars to gods to all of it. I go a little deep also. So anyways, I've got a great one for you planned today to talk briefly about why, well, early MGTOW, early men going their own way. Early, back then, it didn't have a name in the 14th and 15th century, but men have been trying to warn us for a very, very long time. Religion has been trying to warn us for a very long time about the sleeping beauty, the devil beneath the woman. I know. Strap in, boys. Let's dive into today's content. Stay with me on this one. We're going to get deep. Don't you assholes get down in the, John, I disagree. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. Let's have some fun. All right, boys and girls, we're going to take a look at this here. This is a great painting that I thought you guys would really enjoy. Let me switch over. Death and the Devil, Surprising Two Women. This is a great, it was an etching originally by Daniel Hoffer in the 14th or 15th century. He was born in the 14th century. He died in the 5th century. This is 7 centuries old, somewhere around there. Anyways, 700 years, guys. We haven't learned much as men, sadly. This is a depiction of two women who are, the storyline goes, they are infatuated with material and modern life and themselves. Here we see two women looking into what is perceived to be a mirror. Back in that time, mirrors could be hung on a hook or a nail or whatever, and there appears to be a hanging apparatus on this device they're staring into. Also, there were no tablets in the 15th century, so we're assuming this is a mirror they're looking at. It's obviously not a book. What do we see here? Death, also known as Father Time sometimes, holding up a skull, symbolizing the death of the two women and their lives ticking away, lost forever in their own search for vanity and material items. Death also is seen here holding his time clock, the sands of time, ticking down to the inevitable as these women simply stare at themselves, enjoying their own beauty. Beauty in itself is a sin. Someone asked me, John, why do you think that is? I think it's because Lucifer was beautiful. We'll get there. So here we see the depiction of the devil, old world depiction. This was 700 years ago, so you kind of gotta, you know, the devil and his minion here with death, waiting for these women's lives to tick, tick, tick away as they stare into their mirror. Ultimately, they are bewildered by their own appearance. This is a bad thing. This is known as vanity. It's been a sin for a very long time, but I just figured this is a good place to start for today's show because for a very long time, men have been warning women and other men of the dangers of women who glorify beauty or are infatuated or after material items. This is very true, guys. None of this is made up. Let's go down here. So this was a German, Daniel Hoffer. Like I said, born 1471, died 1563. This is a very, very old plate of artwork here. So this is the first one I wanted to show you guys just so we can kind of discuss that a little bit. Let me make sure our other one here is loaded up or at least visible here and switched over. Okay, good. We're still visible. Let me get back over here. So this is another one. Not all of these are as old as the first one I showed you. It is super old. The other ones are over the last 700 years. Some may be older, some may be newer. We're not going to get into the dates. Here we can clearly see a very old, aged woman and a man having a conversation. The man appears to be a little more youthful. Skin looks a little less like a zombie. Who is the partner of the woman in this conversation? Who is on the woman's quote-unquote side? The devil. A depiction of a devil is the woman's partner in this business dealing or dealing amongst the men and the women. I hope you guys are seeing this and taking it into account. Don't worry, boys, we've got a few other ones here we're going to look at, but who is known as the partner of women? Let's go back. Who awaits by the side of women, if only for their soul? Death and the devil. The devil. The depiction of a devil. Let's take a look at this one. This is Lucifer being cast from heaven, and here we can see Lucifer standing in a proud stance. His biggest problem was pride, by the way. I don't know if y'all know that or how that could tie into, well, today's modern culture's prideful people. This artwork is called The Pride of Lucifer. Now, here we see Lucifer with God pointing him downward, casting him away from heaven towards hell. Who do we see here? Who is this woman? You see, Eve wasn't born yet, or created yet, so to speak, at the time Lucifer was cast from heaven. If you know the whole story, you know why, but I won't get into that since your New Testament is kind of vague on the whole thing. Look at the way this woman, angel, is looking at Lucifer. It's not a look of disgust. It's not a look of how dare you, or, oh, you're cast to hell, you demon. It's intrigue. Do you see it? Some speculate that this, of course, would be Adam, and this, of course, is not Eve, but Lilith, Lucifer's, well, wife, and also Adam's first wife. Read up on it. Anywho, here we can see God angry with Lucifer. Lucifer stands with pride in defiance of God's word. And this angel says, oh, the balls of that, or whatever she says. But she looks at him with great intrigue. The fallen angel, Lucifer. And yet, even in his moment in front of God, with all of God's anger, might, and fury, this female looks at him with, oh, who is this? This is old, guys, this is very old. The Bible's been warning us, the Torah has been warning us, the Quran has been warning us, men throughout time have been warning us. Let's take a look at some more. You guys want to? Hopefully you're having a good time for today's show. Look at this. This is an interesting. This one here is called The Devil's Lamp, The Bewitched Man. Bewitched means that a woman has cast a spell on a man. We see that the men here that are bewitched are portrayed in this painting as donkeys, the jackass, the simp. You guys are getting a good show today. I hope you're taking notes. Here we can see that the woman is replenishing the devil's lamp. Also, this could be known as sexual innuendo back in the day. There's many different things that this could mean, but she is essentially giving new life to the flame of the devil. And she is bewitching men to get to that light. I know. It's very interesting. We see here that everything else is cast in black and white except for the woman, the object of theoretical beauty, the object of what is perceived to be, now hear me out, light. Light or truth is also been known as Christ or God, the truth, the light. You've heard it before. And we see here that she is giving that light to the devil who needs the light from her. We're just going to keep going. This may be a little deep for some of y'all. Don't argue with me in the chat. I don't even want to hear this shit. You come up with your own interpretations. It's way too old to ask the artist what he was thinking. Let's continue. Here we see a depiction of Lucifer, which is interesting here in this depiction because most depictions of ancient times that involve nakedness will show a penis. Here we see Lucifer as almost a woman, almost an attractive man, a feminized man almost, which is interesting. We don't see any genitalia here, which typically in other things we would, unless it was a female. Then you would only see the breasts. No vag. They didn't paint that back in those days. It was, but they would paint a penis if necessary to show the depiction between and the difference between men and women in some of these, because long hair would have been prevalent back then. But this is a depiction of Lucifer, cast from heaven. He holds in his hands a Christian symbol. Right? It's interesting. Let's continue. It symbolizes the heart. This one here is an interesting called Bewitched Paintings. This was Eclectic Light Company, I think, had this one done. But let's look. This was a very, very long time ago, guys. Very long time ago. And here we see the bewitched women that we spoke of before. And if you notice, their children are dead or dying or corpses. And the old women's faces are all old. The sands of time have eaten away at their souls, and they offer up their children's to the horned beast. Do you see any men in this painting? Where are the men? Guys, this was a long, long time ago. So in this painting, we see the beast represented by the horned animal, the women aged, no longer useful to mankind, no longer useful to themselves, offering up their youth to the devil. Isn't that something? We see here old women's faces etched throughout this painting. The dead or dying children lying all around, as the women do not even care that the children are dead or dying. They're all eyes are fixed on the beast. It's interesting. Very interesting. Let's take a look at some other stuff. This is a more modern oil painting here, and this one is called Kiss of the Devil. Timchenko is the artist here. But again, the woman's seemingly endless fatuation with the devil, demonic things, things that are of death, not of light. Remember, of death, not of life. At the end of their life is when they succumb to, well, what would be considered the devil. Thinking that they've been cast astray by God, but rather they've been bewitched, their own magic against them by the devil. Interesting. Interesting. Look at this very old painting. Devil. Old painting photos, blah, 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 blah. I'm looking for a... I don't see the title, or maybe I can't read it, but you understand the idea. Here we see a woman in old garb, old dress, old clothing, and she is walking, we'll say, through her kitchen as the devil sneaks out the window. Now, you might say, well, this doesn't mean anything. It does. Art's very subtle, and you have to look at it. What is she doing with her dress? Lifting it up to show the devil her sexy parts, her sexier legs, the things that would have been covered by this very large, appropriate dress of the time. So the devil is sneaking out, but the woman says, hey, not so fast. I've got this to give to the devil. Very interesting. I mean, excuse me. Mankind has been warning of women's innate behavior for so long. And so long in society, led by women and weak men, the bewitched men. Remember the jackasses. Remember the jackasses. Bewitched by the men. Look at the name of the title of this. The Devil's Lamp. The Bewitched Man. That's the name of it. The Devil's Lamp is lit by the woman through the bewitched men, the jackasses that would cower to the woman. Let's continue. Here we see a depiction of hell. And oftentimes they say that, and in this depiction of hell, very old drawing, very old painting, the idea of hell is that it is lifted up or supported by the flesh of the humans. Now, the flesh is often tempted by who? Right. Right. Very, very interesting stuff, guys, here. This is a good one here. 7 times men have called women devils in history. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But look at this image. Here we see the devil with the raven's mask. Here we see the man focused on Christ in front of him. Bible in front of him, and a symbol of time ticking down. This is very common. And here we see the woman, naked, whore tits out, offering him wine, offering him a drug, offering him, come away from your Bible, come away from your Christ. The devil awaits us. Interesting. Let's read this article. First century A.D., First century AD, all women are the devil's gateway. Wow. This is a very old drawing. Now, I could go through and read all this, but I'm just going to read the titles and show you some artwork. 8th to 11th century, women were born of the 6 devils. I mean, what else do we need to know, guys? This has been going on so long that when you think, oh, well, the manosphere just doesn't like women, or they're just, we're trying to warn men that you can be careful around them. I'm not suggesting all women are devils. I mean, it's pretty clear, actually, but that's not important. I just want you men to think for yourselves and be mindful in their presence that they will try to allure and trick you. It's not even, with some of them, guys, it's not even nefarious. Necessarily. Usually most of their stuff is nefarious in the end, but they just do this innately as part of their being. They like the devil. They like the bad boy. They want to entice any man, to bewitch them, to get what they want. It's in their nature. It's who they are. Again, no hate on women. Just saying, this has been depicted for 8 centuries now. We've gone back at least 7. Well, we've actually gone back to the 1st century if you go up to this first one here. So technically, since the dawn of time, men have been warning of the evil of women. Let's continue. 15th century, medieval women have lots of devil sex. Here we see the woman in the bed. The devil appears to be bringing her a large drink, which is somewhat appropriate for most women. Right? Scroll down here to the next one. 16th century. We've looked at this a second ago. The devil turns up female form to tempt saints. What does the devil do? Shows up in female form to tempt saints. That would be many men. Religious or not, that's not important in this state or in this particular moment. But what I'm saying is the devil takes a female form to tempt men. This is not new thinking. This is not manosphere. Kevin Samuels didn't come up with this. This is the history of mankind since the 1st century. You know what I mean? Still with me on this. 14th to 17th century, elderly woman's corpse can become a demon. Now, here's the thing. If an elderly woman's corpse can become a demon, at what point does she actually die? I mean, or is it a demon all along, but in a very attractive form when it's younger? And then as it becomes older, it's apparent. It has the skin of a demon, the face of a demon, the anger of a demon, the rage of an older woman. It's interesting. Boy, we're learning a lot today. That was from China, by the way. So this isn't like, oh, the Americans thought this. There wasn't an America back then, but this is the entire planet. Every man, every religion, all of it points to these behaviors. And whether you call him Satan, Lucifer, the devil, whatever your particular religion calls the man downstairs or whatever you think, it all points to the woman as a catalyst or a gateway to it. Let's continue. 19th century, women are vulnerable to possession. Possession by items, possession by other men, possession by devils. Women can love you, be in love with you, have a child with you, spend 20 years with you, and simply be possessed by the essence of another man. She calls it falling in love with this man, but it isn't love, it's possession, is what she's fallen in. He wants to possess her as a sexual being, a creature, for his sexual amusement, typically. Many men never fall in love with women, they just use them as sexual objects. Which, now knowing what I know now, I'm not against. I used to be, but I was a bewitched man, a jackass, during that time, and thought, well, they're special, and they... No, they're vulnerable to possession, by material things, by their own reflection, by devils, good and bad. 20th century, suffrage, oh yes. The forces of evil, denouncing the bearers of light. When I say the bearers of light, you've probably heard me say many times, I'm shining light into the darkness here. I hope to be a beacon of light. We've heard these terms throughout history, the Crusaders, Christians, Christianity, Catholicism, all of it points to this. Guys, this has been going on for quite some time. I'm not going to tell you about cherry body cream, but I want you to really consider this. I want you to think about this. Let this be today's lesson, that women are bewildered by their own image and the material things that they can possess. Because of what we told you a second ago, they are susceptible to possession, easily susceptible. And you can see that here depicted in this one image from 700 years ago. Death and the devil await women because of their sins, of the flesh, of vanity, you name it. Now, this isn't just me talking. This is men that are much wiser than me throughout history. So, I'm curious to know what your thoughts are. If you disagree, do it like an adult. Don't get down in the comments, you're wrong. Just say, I think this. That's a wonderful say to put your thoughts and opinions into the comments without being a jackass towards me as the creator. John, no, you've got it all wrong. Fuck you and your mom. How's that sound? I would love to hear from you guys. Do it appropriately. What do you think about all this? Are the women gateways for the devil? Simply vampit, hollow, usable vessels for the devil? Of course, is it nefarious, or do they invite this behavior into their lives? If we look here, we have to wonder, is the devil the partner of women? Do they welcome that? And if they do, aren't they part of that evil? It's interesting to think, do they constantly want the bad boy? Do they want the devil? Are they intrigued by it in some way, the badness of it? I'm sure you've had women in the bedroom with you before that you thought, oh, she likes the nastiness. She likes the depravity. She likes the evil of it. It wasn't just about the pleasures of the flesh. It was about the feeling of embracing the evil. Oh, boy. That is an intense conversation. But again, we see here, seemingly, Adam weeping as if something terrible has happened. God, angry at the pride of Lucifer, casting Lucifer from the heavens, as we see this woman here looking at Lucifer with great intrigue. Perhaps Lilith, Adam's first wife, Lucifer's wife to be. We see another angel here depicted in the background, another that appears to be a female form. Could this be Eve? The idea that Eve is on the way because, well, I don't know. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff. I'll let you guys make up your own mind on all of this. It gets kind of in the weeds a little bit, but curious to know what you guys think. I'm gone with John Sunday morning about 7:30 or something like that. Y'all have a great day. Oh, sorry. Yesterday I did a live and I said it was 7:30, but I meant to say 11:30, but 11 and 7 rhyme sort of. So sorry. Sorry. It was 11:30 in the afternoon, not 7:30. Anyways, we'll see y'all next time. I'm Johnny. Peace. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
failure.